This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
We are the new Channel Q. It is a new day. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. AJ Gibson here. I'm back. I was out of town for a couple of days, and I'm back in studio with Michaela Gordon.
I missed you. I'm so happy that you're back. I cannot believe that you literally were on a flight all night and just rolled into the studio.
I've been on so many flights the last 48 hours. I flew. I gave a talk. You know, I do a lot of motivational speaking in my career to talk about mental health and self-care. Very important to me. It's why I wrote my book. And so now I travel the country, and I had a talk scheduled in Kohler, Wisconsin. Does Kohler ring a bell? Do you know the name?
Not at all.
K-O-H-L-E-R.
It sounds cold because I saw a photo of you in the snow.
It was freezing. But Kohler is actually the brand. You see toilets, sinks, faucets, showers. Kohler, yes. So there's actually a town in Kohler, Wisconsin that is owned by the Kohler family. Like they established the town. In order to do anything, to change the shutters on your house, you have to get approval from the city. It's like their own community, and it's gorgeous.
Oh my God. I used to go to school. I went to school from like third grade to eighth grade with this boy named Brett Kohler.
Uh-huh.
And I forever thought that he was part of the toilet brand Kohler.
Is he not?
And he's not.
Oh, he would have money
but
if he did.
I felt like his parents had money. And to this day, it's so crazy. I haven't seen him since I was like 10. But I think about him every time I go to the restroom or see anything Kohler products.
Every time you're taking a number two.
Yeah.
This town was really incredible. We stayed at this resort called the American Club. It's definitely haunted. It's like 102 years old.
Mm-mm.
It's one of the only five. It's actually the only five-star historical resort in all of the Midwest United States. And there are horror stories about it. My little sister and my mom were sending me GIFs from The Shining because that's what it felt like. The Shining.
No.
The entire time I was there, I thought that there were ghosts, and apparently there are, I was told. My sister sent me a link saying it's one of the top five most haunted hotels in all of Wisconsin, and I could barely sleep. But I had a great time. My talk ended up being great. I spoke to the Global Business Travelers Association of Wisconsin, and it was great. I was really happy with my talk.
Incredible.
But then I got on a bunch of flights to come back here.
And you had a finagle. If you guys don't know this, you will soon find out. AJ is literally 6'5". This is not a joke.
6'5 and a half.
Six, five and a half. And so you sitting on a plane could be the most uncomfortable thing in the world, but you were able to finagle your way up to business class for both.
Well, comfort plus. Don't get crazy, Michaela. That would have been.
First class. You did not say that, Michaela.
Well, ironically, they're a travel association, and they booked me in basic economy. No shade. I was like, they didn't know how tall I was when they booked me.
Right.
And I didn't look at my ticket ahead of time. I always fly comfort plus or premium economy, whether I'm on Delta or United. And I was in basic economy, and my knees were up to my face. And luckily, the flight attendants on Delta were so wonderful. I was able to get into Comfort Plus. And then the second flight, late last night, coming from Salt Lake City, the entire row was open. I laid sideways and wrapped it. I literally had the seatbelt wrapped around my chest, lying sideways. Like, this is definitely not safe. But I tried to get some sleep because I want to be rested to come here. Because I miss you, and we have a really great show ahead of us.
I miss you. We have such a great show for you guys. I'm so excited because we have James Simmons, our NP, coming in to talk to us later on in the show. You're leaving me for Bali for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then you'll be back officially officially, and you will officially be a part of the Morning Beat on the Channel Q.
I'm excited. I
so
can't
get
wait.
Your vacation on, because when you get back, it's hard work, honey.
So get used to this voice, y'all.
That's right. This is the voice we need. America needs it. But he's going to help you get ready for Bali. Also, I'm really excited. We have the cast of Frozen joining us at the Hollywood Pantages until February 2nd. And there, it's incredible because apparently the film is much different than the theater the
Frozen
play.
yeah
there's new songs, so I mean, nieces and little sisters everywhere are just screaming.
So
right,
we'll
now
get the scoop for you on that, but before we get there, how about you hit us with some news on the beat?
Absolutely. Well, the long, confusing, uncertain wait is over. The House officially sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate last evening. There will be more pomp and circumstance today when the House's seven new impeachment managers read the articles aloud in the Senate. Then Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will swear in senators after that. The Senate trial can officially start Tuesday, and everyone can stop thinking about what is going to happen next. We'll have facts backing it up. The Senate also released its decorum guidelines for the trial, which read like the rules of a high school exam. No phones, no talking, and no outside reading. President Trump reacted to this new phase by calling the impeachment a hoax, of course, during a conversation with the Republican senators. Now, we'll continue keeping you updated, but for now, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in good company. You're celebrating with actor, songwriter, rapper, and star of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, hits the big 4-0 today.
Oh, he's right ahead of me.
He's 40.
Happy birthday.
And a Capricorn, please me. Also, the Texas Queen herself, Alyssa Edwards, also turns 40, honey.
Back rolls.
And R&B artist Sade is 61 years old. Oh, I love Sade.
No need to ask. Smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Now for your vibe of the day, January 16th, 2020, you're starting to expand. You're starting to think differently. You're moving in a new way. You can't really explain it, but you know that this is your time. The entire universe is working in your favor. That's good. That's a good vibe of the day.
I accept that.
I accept it too. All right. Well, coming up, could the View be heading for an AGT type of scandal? We're talking about it. Stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
What a morning. Do you hear that music?
Yeah.
Is that America's Got Talent? Sounds like it. They're going through it right now.
They're going very much through it. Gabrielle Union just last year, just a few months ago,
dragged them for filth, said that there was a toxic environment on set.
Yeah.
And that she had brought up a joke that a comedian had talked about. She brought it up to executives there, said that she felt that it was inappropriate. And she was sort of shut down, according to her, and left the show or was released from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And now Heidi Klum has come out to say, you know, America's Got Talent treated me great. Also, Julianne Hough said, I had no problems there.
Let me just say this, though, quickly. Julianne Hough, around that time, had a Christmas special that was getting ready to air with her brother, Derek Hough, and was not going to badmouth them. And Julianne Hough, I think, is also going through a lot. She's separated from her husband currently.
Yes.
She also just came out a few months ago as well, saying that she's not straight. She just chose to be with her husband. So I'm going to not take everything she's... I'm going to believe Gabrielle Union when she says there was a toxic environment.
Yeah, I love Gabrielle, and I love how she and her husband, Dee Wade, are raising their children. But also, this happened at NBC, and apparently NBC is not the only network that has toxic environments, I guess, in their workplace. Because earlier this week on Tuesday, Abby Huntsman announced that she's leaving The View. 8 months before her contract was up.
Which is already kind of like, what's going on that you would leave 8 months before your contract is up? Is it something so unbearable?
This is a big gig. Right. And she has had it for less than a year, or about a little over a year she's been there. She said she's going to leave, though, to support her father, John Huntsman Jr., who is on the campaign trail for running for governor of Utah. And Meghan McCain said, look, I get it. I support it. It's the only thing I would do. I would leave for my dad, too. If he were here, I would help him campaign. I totally get it. And everything sounded rosy. Let's play the audio.
This is always such a hard thing to do, but today I'm saying goodbye. Oh. I was asked months ago by my dad, who's running for governor in Utah, to come help run the campaign. I thought, no, it's not the right time. And there's no one I believe in more than my own dad right now to run for politics. And I get emotional because I do love him so much. I love all of you here.
Well, we love you too.
I do, and I just want to give a big thank you to you guys first and foremost, because you guys are friends more than anything. But thank you for welcoming me into your homes and for believing in me as well. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity, and I'm also very excited about the next chapter.
It's interesting though, because when you listen to the audience, they don't sound surprised when she announces that she's leaving. Like, there was no, I feel like if Whoopi were to say she was leaving, or if somebody with a very big personality, because I think that along with her wanting to leave, people found her to be a little bit bland, and they did not always like, with The View, you can have any opinion, just stick with that opinion. And I feel like they didn't know where she was coming from.
She waffles a bit, and I've watched The View for years. I haven't really watched it recently that much, but there's been a revolving door of co-hosts lately. Whoopi Goldberg almost left a couple of times. They've really held on to her, because I feel like executives understand that if they lose Whoopi, It's a bad situation.
Absolutely.
Right? They got Joy Behar back after a couple years away. But these other women sort of rotate through. So now Abby was brought on to be another conservative voice in addition to Meghan McCain. She and Meghan McCain have been really good friends for a while. They were considered best friends on the show. They talked to each other and texted each other all the time. Well, they'd had a falling out recently. Everybody's sort of fallen out with Meghan McCain. And she was off the show recently. And apparently... they tried to have a meeting. Yvette Nicole Brown, who's a good friend of mine, was there. This is all being reported behind the scenes, that they tried to have a meeting with her to introduce her to some of the other girls, and to Anna Navarro, who is a Republican commentator on the show as well. Big fan of hers. Executives shot it down. They said, absolutely not. If word gets out that we're having meetings with people missing that day with Meghan out, then all of a sudden it's going to make a bigger story, and leaks are going to happen, and the show is going to fall apart. So apparently behind the scenes, things are starting to get wild. So CNN and Page Six are both reporting stories. There's a toxic culture, and we hear about this oftentimes after.
Well, I'm going to say, in my own opinion, I've worked in environments with other women and with women on network television. And it's interesting, because I do find that sometimes, instead of empowering women, they do try to pit women against each other. And for the network to go to Abby Huntsman and say, hey, we want you to shoot down this media, we want you to make sure that this isn't getting out. I think the best call was when Whoopi went to Abby and she said, don't do it. You've already said your goodbyes. You did it in a very positive way.
Well, because, the executives apparently at ABC, one of whom I know, I've met with many times, asked her to go on the air and say, listen, these stories are starting to come out from all these different news outlets and different publications. Can you please go back on the air? Because her last day isn't until tomorrow, Friday. And so they're asking her to go back on the air and say, things here are great. Everything's fine. It's copacetic. You're leaving on good terms. And she didn't feel comfortable doing that. Even though on air the other day, it seemed like everything was rosy. And then Whoopi Goldberg actually talked to her apparently and said, hey, if you're not comfortable with this, don't.
I mean,
Don't say it. Don't say that everything's great.
I think that Anna Navarro would make an amazing
I love
full-time.
Her.
I went to an Equality California event that she was speaking at, and I thought that she was incredible. And I really liked how to the point she was. But I think it would make a great show if they kept Meghan McCain and Anna Navarro on.
Yeah.
I do think it's very important that we have diverse opinions. And I don't think, although I lean a little bit more towards liberal, I think it's very important for educational purposes to keep people with strong minds on
Look,
the show.
I'm a die-hearted, blue-blooded liberal all day long. I love Anna Navarro. I think she'd be great. I don't think this is the end of the story, and I feel like we're going to be covering it again in the days to come.
I agree. Now, a story that we will be covering, we've talked a lot about Jillian Michaels body shaming Lizzo, but what happens when men are a little overweight? We're talking about James Corden admitting something to RuPaul. You don't want to miss it. Stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. It is Thursday, and we have such a great show for you. James Simmons is joining us later on to talk about how to prepare for your trip to Bali.
Yeah, I'm leaving for Bali in 2 days.
Now, I'm so excited for you because vacation is so needed. In Bali, you've already got your bikinis together. Not
Daddy,
your bikinis, but your...
My bikinis are put together. My body, however, is not. But I'm not going to body shame myself. I'm not going to do it.
No.
I'm going to leave that to somebody else in a little bit.
And listen, I just celebrated my birthday. And coming out of the holidays is tough for me, but I just tried something that I cannot get enough of, and I highly recommend it. Squeezed juices are my thing. I feel like in the past week that I've been doing these squeezed juices, I feel better. My energy's better.
You look great.
Thank you so much. It wasn't even necessarily for the pounds. I just wanted to get my energy back, my mind clear. And so working with squeezed juices, the fruit is so fresh. It's not concentrated, which I hate. I don't want any of that
it's
extra
terrible
sugar.
For you.
And you know, oddly enough, it makes me still feel full without... being like starving. You know, sometimes when you do juices, you're like, ugh,
you're
I don't need
satisfied.
This. I'm super satisfied. Nice. Even my sleep has been really enhanced. And I do. I really recommend everyone to check out Squeezed Juices. Head on over to www.squeezed.com. Again, it's not really about a weight thing. It's about a health thing.
Absolutely. It's about feeling great about yourself. And you don't have to fly all the way to Bali to get fresh fruit that's not from concentrate.
Well, you know, and it's been very important to me to stay healthy this year in 2020 because I know that Jillian Michaels got a lot of heat for talking about Lizzo and her body and body shaming her. And it's opened a conversation about people who struggle with their weight, but also their mental health. And I have to tell you, for me, when I'm working out, when I'm eating right, my mental health benefits.
Absolutely.
And that's really what it's about.
Yes.
For
and,
me.
And also, the Lizzo thing is one story. We've got another story here involving James Corden where he's kind of joking about himself and his own issues with weight. And I believe we have some of that audio for you right now. He was talking to RuPaul, actually, and Rachel Brosnahan of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
I think I'm making a sacrifice wearing these Spanx. I'm not even joking. My New Year's resolution is to try and get to a point where I do one show this year not wearing Spanx. It'll be like I'm suddenly free, Ru. I won't know what to do.
Will we
I'll
know
be
it?
Breathing.
Will we know it when
oh,
you're not?
Well, no. You'll know, babe. I will shout it from the rooftops. It'll be my first ever Instagram story.
His first ever Instagram story. I love how open he is with his audience and his revelation that he wears Spanx. True story. Michaela, can I reveal this now?
Reveal anything.
Yesterday during my talk in Wisconsin, I revealed that I was wearing, I said Spanx. They're not actually Spanx. So there's a company called Rounder Bum that I absolutely love. They really sort of popped by creating shapewear for men for the booty.
Oh,
they actually
I love.
Have a little bit of padding. There's a store in West Hollywood. They're incredible.
Oh, come on,
they
J-Lo.
They fit really well.
A J-Lo.
My boyfriend wore a pair on Halloween to sort of accentuate the booty mm-hmm. for his sports attire he was wearing. We were hashtag sports for Halloween, by the way. But I also grabbed some of their, they have tank tops and t-shirts that are men's shapewear. And I wore a black one under my turtleneck yesterday. And I admitted it during my live talk in Wisconsin, and I got a huge applause. Like, people loved it. I was so, because I was feeling a little bit fluffy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I didn't even know men's Spanx was a thing or even like compression shirts. And so I went online, and you can actually go to Target. They're like $40, these men's Spanx. And this, I don't want people to get this wrong. It's not about, like we said, it's not about body shaming. Sometimes when I put the Spanx on, it really genuinely just flattens out the gown that I have on and it makes it look smoother. But I think that it was not only so great that James Corden opened up about that, he also opened up and said, you know, listen, I, long story short, know that I'm a little bit overweight. Mm-hmm. And although I don't think that it's okay to be overweight, and although I know that I'd like to be healthier, also by shaming me, that's exactly what it does. I feel ashamed. And when I feel ashamed, I go into a depression. And when I go into a depression, I want to eat. And when I want to eat, I get anxiety. There's a whole mental health thing behind it. And I think that he spoke really well about that because, you know, people like Jillian Michaels can say, hey, obesity is killing people. But there is such an emotional attachment. The way that a drug addict loves drugs or the way that a sex addict loves sex. You know, food is sometimes the one thing that can that people feel can heal them or mm-hmm. is the nurturer that they never had, the parent they never had. And so I like that he was very honest with it and he didn't make excuses and say like, you know, okay, well, don't body shame me. He's like, no, listen, I know I'm not in shape, but there's a lot of reasons why that is. I'm aware that I'm not in shape.
Well, kudos to you, James Corden, for speaking up. We love every inch of you. Keep doing what you do,
we'll
keep doing what we do.
That's right.
Back.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google.
Something like, I am a god. Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
No, I know how to swim through backlash. You know, I know how to float. I could tread water through backlash. I don't care about backlash.
Apparently he does not care about backlash.
Apparently he doesn't.
The voice of the one, the only, the greatest artist of all time, appointed and anointed by the Lord himself, Kanye West. God love him. I love his music. I'm not sure how I feel about this gospel turn he's taken recently. As you know, I'm a Christian. I go to church once a week. I love me some Jesus. But what I don't love is people who make money off of partnering with others who hate us and hate our community and do not support us. Kanye's in hot water for doing just that right now. He's joined an evangelical summit starring anti-gay hate leaders. Now, this is the Awaken 2020 event. It's a huge gathering set for this Saturday in Tempe, Arizona. It's in the football stadium there. If it gives you any idea how big this is, it's a huge, huge deal. When musical artists go on tour, a stadium tour is very different from an arena tour. Mm-hmm. Stadium tours are always much larger in scale. So this is a big event. They needed an entire football stadium to house it. Now, he's really embraced his Christianity as of late. You know, he's doing the Sunday service stuff. He did it really sort of exploded last year at Coachella. He did a Sunday service there. Getting a lot of love. He released an album.
Yeah, when he first started this, I thought it was amazing. I thought if you could bring faith to a younger generation who really followed like Jesus walks, I'm so down. If you can go to Coachella and have these people believe in something, anything, we live in a time where we should be pushing peace and faith. However, one of the people that is holding the organization, his name is Lou Engle. He leads the call. He holds prayer rallies around the globe. He's against women's autonomy and LGBTQ rights. He advocated for Uganda's Kill the Gays bill, a proposed piece of legislation that would have sentenced certain gays to life in prison or the death penalty. He also wanted to sweep away Supreme Court justices who uphold Roe versus Wade, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, that's just one of like five people that are part of this right-wing watch.
Oh, yeah. Cindy Jacobs, familiar with that word or that name? You should be. She's of Generals International. They advocate against abortion rights and LGBTQ equality. They made the claim that God killed birds after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed because that's how God works. He kills birds because we get some more rights. Mm-hmm. And also claimed that the Equality Act which would ban, obviously, anti-LGBTQ discrimination in housing and employment, would incite a civil war. If we just got to live peacefully, literally in houses, and find jobs where we couldn't be fired for being who we are, that would incite civil war, according to Cindy Jacobs. These are a couple of the speakers who are going to be at this event Saturday in Tempe.
Well, it can't help but beg the question. You know, he's married to Kim Kardashian, and Kim Kardashian, you know, she is not known to be homophobic. However, in 2018, she got into an Instagram altercation with Tyson Beckford. She had posted a photo, and Tyson Beckford commented, "Just not for me. She's not natural, and her doctor messed up her right hip." She went on to say on Instagram, her clapback was, "We all know why you're not into it, sis." And the LGBTQ community, you know, came after her and said, "Are you homophobic?" To which she said, "I'm not homophobic, but don't come for me." I sort of can agree with that. However, I just looked on her Instagram. Now, she said, just last year that she would no longer be posting naked photos.
Well, because Kanye doesn't want her to anymore.
No, he
wants her to be more modest now that he's in this Christian space.
So she said she would absolutely start doing that. Well, just 2 days ago, she started posting photos of her in bikinis. Granted, she is in Cabo, but she's posting photos again that he asked her not to. So I don't know what her stan is. I don't know if it's like a Kellyanne Conway situation where they both agree to disagree.
Yep. Is Kim letting us know? She's making a little statement by posting these photos and saying, listen, y'all, I'm not fully on board with everything my husband does, and I support him as my husband, but I don't support all of his choices.
That's a tough one, though, because homophobia is really something that is an issue, and I think is a make or break. You know, the Kardashians are supported by so many of the LGBTQ community. I mean, Kylie Jenner has a billboard in West Hollywood, has for 2 years with her lip kit. So I hope that somebody addresses this, because for our LGBTQ community, this is just devastating.
Kanye, we'll pray for you.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
I am so happy to be back. Michaela, I missed you.
I missed you, babe.
I was gone for 2 days. It felt like an eternity. You celebrated a birthday while I was gone.
I know.
So much has changed.
But we had such a nice time at Drag Brunch. I'm so happy that we got to celebrate together. And now we are preparing you to leave for Bali for 2 weeks.
Yes.
You've had this trip planned with your wonderful partner.
Yes.
And so we have, in the next hour, James Simmons, our nurse practitioner, joining us to talk about how you prepare for an out-of-country trip. Now, I've only been out of the country twice, and they were both for gigs. Like, I've never been on a proper vacation.
Where'd you go?
I went to Amsterdam and Norway.
Oh, wow.
And Italy.
Oh, those are pretty great gigs.
They were incredible. They were so wonderful. Me and Lisa went to Amsterdam. We went to the red light district.
Of course you did.
I mean, what else would we do?
You're naughty. I've been to Italy. Italy's amazing. But this time we're going to Indonesia. I've been to Southeast Asia a couple times recently. We spent some time in Thailand in May, and we had a little pit stop. We had a 10-hour layover, actually, in Tokyo, and my best friend happened to be there. Therese.
Oh, we love.
Dr. Therese was
absolutely
there. And she's one of my dear, dear friends, and we met up with her for a little dinner, and it was a blast. So I'm looking forward to his tips for my trip. I want to make sure I'm safe as I travel abroad. Also, coming up in just a bit, we've got Caroline Innerbickler. Did I say that right? Innerbickler.
That's right.
She plays Anna in the North American touring company of Frozen. Frozen is here at the Pantages in Hollywood for the next few weeks. We're super excited to have a conversation with her. I hear that the stage show is very different from the actual film.
Yeah, apparently there's newer songs, and there's a little bit more to the storyline than you get into the film. But, you know, I love Frozen. I think that it's one of the very first feminist Disney movies that we've had. It's like a princess who doesn't need a prince. They're like sisters, and they're taking care of each other, and I love it. It's my niece's favorite movie, and I know little girls everywhere, they're just obsessed with Frozen. So, and little boys.
Yeah, and maybe Anna needs a princess. Maybe that's what she actually needs. Who knows where this story could go?
I mean, maybe we could just see if she's part of our community and get that breakdown.
Before we go there, though, how about you hit us with some news on the beat?
You got it, babe. All right, well, the WNBA and its players union are celebrating an agreement in principle on a new collective bargaining deal that would nearly double the maximum salary for top players, improve travel accommodations, and provide paid maternity leave. Now, the new contract, which still must be approved by the league's board of governors and the union's membership, would last 8 years and enable top players to earn more than $500,000, nearly three times as much as last season's maximum, with additional performance bonuses, prize pools for newly created in-season competitions, as well as league and team marketing deals. Now, that maximum base salary would increase almost 83%, which is huge. Other top players will be able to earn between $200,000 and $300,000. The league also intends to update its travel policies, addressing one of the players' most pointed concerns, and they would provide maternity leave with full salary plus a dedicated space in arenas for nursing mothers and a $500,000 child care treatment. And then this is huge also. Veteran players also would be able to seek reimbursement for as much as $60,000 for costs related to adoption, surrogacy, egg freezing, and fertility treatment. Let me tell you something.
Come on, WNBA.
This is such incredible news as a woman who wants to be a mother. I will say that Channel Q has worked very, very hard since I've started here to help provide me with the opportunity to freeze my eggs and prepare for a life having children. And And when I saw the costs of what it is, it's unreal.
It's no joke.
It's so expensive and what your body has to go through. This is a big, big win for the WNBA.
And also women around the world, especially professional athletes. This could really help the women's soccer team who is fighting for higher pay and better treatment, as well as the women's hockey team. So kudos to you, WNBA.
Absolutely. That's right. All right. Well, in other news, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday. You're in good company. You're celebrating with the iconic Debbie Allen from Fame. She turns 70. We have horror director John Carpenter, 72 years old. Radio show host Dr. Laura, she's 73 years old. An actor, songwriter, rapper, and star of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, hits the big 4-0. Now it's time for your vibe of the day. It's January 16th, 2020. You're starting to expand. You're starting to think differently. You're moving in a new way. You really can't explain it, but you know that this is your time. The entire universe is working in your favor. So keep the faith on this beautiful Thursday. It's going to be a good day. That message was directed towards you. If you've had any worries, don't. You're fine. Now coming up, I'm so excited because this hour we will be interviewing the cast from Frozen, and you can see them until February 2nd at the Hollywood Pantages Theater. Stick around for that interview. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. Now, this is something I have been waiting for, and if my three-year-old niece was here, she would be screaming because Disney's latest hit Broadway musical, Frozen, is now going to be on stage at the Hollywood Pantages Theater through February 2nd. I would just be so honored to introduce Caroline, sweet Caroline Interbickler, who plays Anna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for calling in. I know my sister literally has my niece Natalia up to the speaker right now listening to you. Can I just ask you before we get into the show, how does it feel playing a character that young women and little boys just go crazy for? I can't imagine how that must feel.
It's amazing. I mean, like, there's always a little bit of like pressure and a little bit of nerves that you feel around playing such a beloved character. But the good thing is, you know, like, this is live theater, so it's just like a different medium altogether. So, you know, like, it's pretty easy to be transported and to see somebody, you know, give their own shot at it. So, but it has just been so rewarding to get to meet people after the show and to hear people's responses and just to hear that this story has affected so many people, and to get the honor of getting to play a part that is so influential and important and empowering. It's really, really special.
Now, for people that may not be familiar with Frozen, but definitely want to take their kids or just themselves, can you give us a brief summary of the film and then how the theater show is different? Because there's newer songs. There's some things you don't get from the film.
Right. So Frozen is essentially about two sisters that are growing up together, and a traumatic event happens where one of the sisters hurts the other sister with magical ice powers. And then the two sisters become ostracized. They lose their parents. It's awful. But then, you know, on Elsa, the older sister's coronation day to become queen, they sort of come back together for a brief moment. And then tensions fly once, you know, Anna meets a guy, which, you know, hey, sometimes that can happen. we've all been there, right?
Girl, I'm like, I get it. Feel you. I understand.
So, you know, then, of course, Elsa casts a spell inadvertently over all of Arendelle, which is the town that we're in, and casts a spell of eternal winter in the middle of summer. So it's Anna's job to go back to Elsa and not only save the town, but also to reconnect with her sister and discover that she don't need no man. All she really needs is the love of her family.
Yes,
so,
honey.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, tickets are starting at $49, and you can get your tickets at Broadwayinahollywood.com. Now, Caroline, I feel like you tell the story so well, but is there anything that you've taken from this story and put into your personal life? Has it personally changed you?
Absolutely. But without a doubt, number one being the fact that I get to be a part of such a beautiful feminist piece that is about the strength of women, not just, you know, and beautiful storytelling of women's stories, but, you know, like I particularly am inspired by Anna's particular brand of strength, that it doesn't come from, you know, being tough and fighting back necessarily, but from her endless compassion for her sister and for her unwillingness to give up in, you know, in her task that she has to do. She never stops looking at it optimistically, which is, I think, so important for all of us to remember. Even though we're going through trials, we need to look forward with lightness and joy and bring that positivity to other people around us. And that's exactly what this character does. So even if I'm having a rough day, Anna kind of has brought me through it, you know?
You know, that's interesting, because if you are having a rough day, when it's time to hit stage, I think just as an entertainer, is it easy to just shake it off and get on stage? Or is there something that you do or that helps you to be able to remove yourself and bring your best show? Or do you just put your emotions into the show?
It's totally a combination of both, which sounds weird. But I always like to lead with just like supreme focus. Like, this is a pretty intense role and I'm on stage a lot. And also, like, a lot of plot points come through me, you know, like I need to inform the audience of where we're at, what's happening next, what are we feeling? Yeah. And so I have to be incredibly focused. But sometimes when I do have, you know, it's not just all sunshines, kitty cats and rainbows on stage, you know, we go through some really intense things and my character endures a lot. So of course I have found moments where I can use this, like, some particular energy that needs to come out of me. And that's, I think that actually is really cathartic as an actor, to be able to use whatever energy is flowing through you that day and trying to bring it through at the appropriate moments. You know, we can't.
Could you, I know you imagine you're just on stage bawling. You're like, I'm really going through it, guys. I'm going to have to get off stage and take a moment.
Yeah. Well, Caroline, that doesn't make you a good actor. Crying the whole time is not good acting.
You're like, I'm being vulnerable. What more do you want? Well, Caroline Innerwickler, you were so phenomenal. I know our producer was just in love with you. Please, if you get a chance, see Disney's latest hit Broadway musical, Frozen, from the producer of The Lion King and Aladdin. Again, tickets are starting at $49. You can get your tickets at BroadwayandHollywood.com. See them now on stage at the Hollywood Pandages Theater through February 2nd only. I know I'm speaking not only for myself, but young women and men everywhere, but mostly my niece because I'm biased. We love the story that you're telling, and what a great way to show that women can be strong and vulnerable, and we appreciate you doing this role.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. Of course, you're always welcome here at Channel Q. So let us know. You're always welcome back.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat. The new Channel Q.
You know, Michaela, I really enjoy being here.
Thank you so much.
I think it's a combination of a few things.
Go on.
Can I be honest with you right now?
The only way to be.
Watching you put on your makeup in commercial breaks is just a sight to behold. You don't have a mirror and you look stunning. I don't know how you do it. My face would look so messed up. Our producer, Jeffrey, and I are sitting here watching you in awe while our other producer, Justin, is out having a baby. He had a baby last week. Which is really exciting. But you know what else I love about being here?
What?
It's just a great environment. I love our boss.
Oh my God, we literally have the best boss. Okay, we're not sucking up because I literally don't do that. But Brian Holt, if you're listening, he has been so patient and so kind throughout this whole process. And he does, he's kind of like the, he's like the godfather.
He is the godfather. He's like the godfather of Channel Q.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He's like a founding father of
Although
Channel
he's been
Q.
telling us for about a week, y'all, that he's going to wear a turtleneck one of these days, because I stand a good turtleneck. I wear them all the time. I love them. And he has not worn it in yet. We're waiting for that to happen. So maybe he could be a better boss if he would actually do that.
Yeah, you're going to need to just send him the tips.
Should I?
Yeah, just send him a color. However, he's been doing this color coordinating thing. The other day, he had olive green socks, olive green shoes, olive green pants, and olive green shirt.
Oh, he was full on safari.
And I was like, you look like a male Kim K. Like, you are serving us this look.
Is that why you kept running through the hallways with the little stuffed lion, holding it up in the air and singing the theme from Lion King? Every time you'd see him, is that why you were doing that?
Yeah, that's why.
I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Well, it makes the question, you know, we love him and we appreciate him, but I have been in situations where I've not had a great boss.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of situations, and with this movie coming out, Like a Boss.
Like a Boss came out last weekend. Huge success right now.
Huge success.
Salma Hayek actually said that she credited her role to drag queens, that she actually molded her character off of drag queens, which we love.
Yeah.
But it got us thinking, like, what are your, like, worst boss stories? Have you ever had a really bad boss situation?
So I've had this, I think that I've talked about this a tiny bit before, but I had gotten into a bind where I needed to, like, make some quick money, and I knew this guy was hiring and he was going to pay under the table. I just had to sell men's suits. And I was like,
what?
Whatever. I can sell men's suits. I can sell anything. So I go into this job, and it's at this really fancy hotel and here in LA. And he gives me the job, and he says, but I don't like your hair, and I don't like your nails, and I don't like your toenails either. So you need to go, like, freshen up, essentially. And I'm like, oh, no, not this misogynistic.
Didn't like your toenails?
Didn't like my toenails. He didn't like the pink. He wanted them to be French manicure, French pedicure. So that should have been my inkling to be like, this is clearly not going to work out. But I was like, you need the money. Just suck it up and do your thing. So one time, so he didn't like when I talked a lot. He wanted me to keep a very low, quiet voice, which if you've met me or listen every morning.
Never going to happen.
That's very difficult for me. So I got in trouble for something. And so he was standing there and he was screaming at me. And again, like, this is something I would never really take, but I tend to generally be able to also see the bigger picture. And I was like, girl, just get through this. You have one more month and you're fine. And so he's screaming at me for messing something up, and I'm listening to him, and all of a sudden his phone goes, bam, 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 so loud, and it startles him. This man screaming at me freaks out, and he looks at his phone, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and he goes, who the hell is Amber? And I was like,
an Amber Alert.
It's an Amber Alert.
It was an Amber Alert.
And I never had been so pleased in my life. And he got so mad that I started laughing that then he ended up, I ended up quitting about a week later. But he was so mad. And it was things like that. He would just yell at me all the time.
Well, I can't even top that. I hope they found whoever they were looking for. And I hope your nails held up for a couple of weeks so you could go find a new job, though.
It was me. I was sending out an SOS. I was like, I used to be on American Idol. Why am I here? Help me.
The Morning Beat. The new Channel Q.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. I'm getting back into the rhythm, Michaela.
That's right, babe.
We're getting through this. It's a good day so far. We've got some great guests on the show. We've got actually someone coming up in just a little bit who's going to help me prepare for my trip to Bali, which I'm really, really excited about and also a little bit nervous about. But James Simmons will be here to give me some pointers for international travel. But before we get to that, what's popping?
So here's the thing. People are seeing that Adele is visibly lost weight. She was also recently on vacation with Harry Styles, and we found out it was about 100 pounds because she ran into a 19-year-old fan, Lexi Larson, who told people that when she met the star, it was a crazy positive experience. But what she really opened up about and is now opening up is she didn't do it because it was about losing weight. Her weight loss happened because she was cutting down drinking and eating more real food. She loves her physical transformation too, and she's more confident, but it was really about just treating herself better. It was a big deal when she got divorced. She has a baby that she's raising, and she just wanted to really gear up for new music that she's releasing in 2020. And so she said, let me believe in me. And I think that's incredible. Like, cutting out the drinking. So oftentimes,
we were talking about that during a commercial break earlier.
Well, for me, you know, I'm barely 5'2". So 5 pounds makes a very big difference. It makes a very big difference for me. But, you know, I can always tell emotionally where I'm at. If I'm drinking more, having a few more glasses of wine.
Yeah, I drink during the holidays.
Yeah.
I drink Moscow Mules and I drink red wine every night and I sit by the tree, which is still up in my apartment, by the way.
Same, honestly, I have to admit. Same. It's nice to see that she's taking advantage of her youth. 31, yes. She's still very young.
And she wants to be a healthy mom and have energy to be able to run around and play with her kid, which is great.
You bet. All right, well, we have one more story for you that's wild, but I do want to give a huge congratulations to your partner, Emil, who will be on The Real later today, so do check your local listings at 3 p.m. on Fox 11.
He's wearing a dope jacket.
Angeles.
You're going to love it.
And we're so proud
it's
of
so
you,
pretty.
Emil. Well, I can't wait to watch him, and he's been killing it on The Real, so do. I love those girls, and we love Emil. He's such a star, in my opinion. All right, so finish off with talk shows. This story, we know that Wendy Williams, you know her very personally, you
I
work
do.
With her. Wendy Williams is not afraid to speak her mind. She never has been. It's why she was a successful radio host and a successful television host. She actually poked fun at me when I was on American Idol, so I was mad at her for a while, but I'm forgiving her. But Wendy Williams sparked a lot of outrage for mocking Joaquin Phoenix's cleft lip after saying she finds him oddly attractive. Let's take a listen.
And he's got that good nose. It dips way down. Like he's happy with it. So am I. And when he shaves off his mustache, he's got a hairline yep. fracture. He's got one of those, what do you call it? Cleft lip.
Yep.
Cleft palate.
Yep.
He's got
yep.
this.
Yep.
He's got this.
Uh-huh.
No, I find it to be very attractive.
So people said, you know, it's not a compliment. You're mocking him and we don't like it. So she decided to, in the best way that she knew how, give money immediately to a charity that benefits cleft palates and Operation Smile.
I've actually worked with Operation Smile years ago.
Incredible.
And the other organization is the American Cleft Palate Craniofacial Association. So she did own up to it, which she's really great at doing, actually. She gets herself into hot water sometimes, but
yeah,
kudos to her for stepping
well,
up.
And I will say this, as controversial as it may sound, I don't agree with mocking people, but I don't think she was mocking him. I think she was saying he was attractive, and she just did it in a wrong way, you know, lifting up her own lip, but she's saying she's sorry. She's
Look,
moving forward.
You know better, you do better, and
That's
it sounds
right.
like she learned her lesson.
And I will absolutely co-sign. Joaquin Phoenix is hot, 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 honey, so I'm all here for it. Now, coming up in our next hour, our nurse practitioner, James Simmons, joins us to talk about how to travel properly with our very own AJ headed to Bali. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
I love everything about this. My favorite part of this radio show is I feel like we should just go live for 4 hours every day. The conversations we have during our commercial breaks.
You know, you miss the best conversations that we have during the breaks. That's when it gets juicy.
They'll eventually come into the show, though. We do. Well, we bring up all of this stuff at some point in a story down the road.
I was thinking the conversation that we were just having is a conversation that I think would be okay to have on air. He was, we had a colleague of ours come in and he asked this question. He said, this girl I work out with, this is a very long story short, this girl that I work out with at the gym dated women until she was 27. She's now 35. She's dating men. And she says, no, I identify as straight. And he didn't understand that.
He was a little confused. He thought that she would be bisexual. And our producer, Jeffrey, well, I keep calling you Justin, I'm so sorry. Justin's out having a baby right now. But Jeffrey was like, look, sexuality's fluid, and kind of explained that to
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, too, and it's a conversation that I've had as well. You know, I've been with men in the past, and then generally people would say, well, wouldn't, you know, that make you then bisexual, or wouldn't that make you A, B, and C? And I think it's important to understand, sometimes women only identify as lesbian or straight, because when you put in bisexual, it feels like the door has been sometimes open.
Makes dudes weird.
Say,
straight guys can get weird.
No, straight guys will be like, oh, can I get it with you and Lisa? And I'm like,
they get pervy.
No.
And so they see you, yeah, just as your sexuality.
So you sort of don't even want to open that door. I remember one time this guy was like getting ready to hit on me and I could feel it. And I said, I'm a lesbian.
And no, that's probably even worse.
I know. And then my friend was like, why do you have to tell people that right off the bat? And I was like, because I don't want to get hit on or open the door, because I don't ever want to sleep with that man and I'm deeply in a relationship. But she also didn't understand that. I mean, people
yeah.
really don't understand that there's like many layers of sexuality,
you know,
and gender.
You know who we need to understand?
Who?
Ourselves, and that's it.
Bye.
Nobody else's business.
Thank you.
I will tell you this, though. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a solid 12. I'm gay as the day is long. There is not a curious bone in my body, nor will there ever be. So I just want to get that out in the open.
And you've got like four sisters. So anything that you ever wanted to know about women, you knew growing up.
I can ask and then run the other direction. All right. Michaela, why don't you hit us with some news on the beat?
All right. Well, shout out to our listeners at WNVZ 104.5 HD2 Norfolk, Virginia. The story's for you. Governor Ralph Northam is declaring a state of emergency and temporarily banning weapons from the Capitol grounds in advance of a gun rights rally planned for Monday, citing threats of armed confrontation and assault on our Capitol. Now, from Friday evening to Tuesday night, firearms, sticks, bats, chains, and other weapons will be prohibited on Capitol Square and throughout the Capitol complex. Monday is the state's traditional citizen lobbying day, and gun rights groups are organizing a large demonstration to oppose several far-reaching bills being advanced by the Virginia General Assembly's new Democratic majority. Now, the rally has drawn a lot of interest from extremist groups across the country, and Monday's rally is going to be organized by the Virginia Citizens Defense League, one of many grassroots groups that turn out every year for the Citizen Lobbying Day. Now, gun control became a dominant issue in the 2019 elections in Virginia following a deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach and a decision by the then GOP-controlled legislature to swiftly adjourn a special session in the aftermath to address gun legislation. So we hope that everyone is staying very safe on Monday. It's just terrifying that this is still something that we need to be afraid of. But again, to our listeners in Norfolk, we are here for you at Channel Q. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday, and better news, happy, happy birthday, you're celebrating a good company. Pop singer Twigs is 32 years old today. We're the same age. I'm just 2 days older.
You young thing,
young
you.
Young thing. Vanderpump Rules star Katie Maloney is 33. The new season just came out, and it's so juicy if you haven't checked it out. The Texas queen herself, Alyssa Edwards, turns the big 4-0, and she's apparently in Vegas celebrating with Coco Montrese and other RuPaul Drag Race alum.
Back rolls.
That's what you won't be seeing in Vegas this weekend. She'll make sure of that, honey. And R&B artist Sade is 61 years old and one of my favorite artists.
No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
Following it up with the vibe of the day, I found a new vibe that's still dated for January 16th. There's a big difference between motivation and pressure. One inspires you to growth and fulfillment. The other bogs you down, makes you feel less about yourself, and typically stems your growth. Putting pressure on yourself is like admitting that you should be in a different place than you are, whereas accepting where you are and expanding from that space of stability is where you pursue more empowering thoughts. It's like saying, I'm fulfilled with all that is, and yet I know there is ever-evolving life has so much more in store for me. So do not confuse motivation with pressure. Be at ease.
That's beautiful.
That was literally my day yesterday. I oftentimes put so much pressure on myself. Let us not forget, it's just motivation. Now, coming up, we are so excited to be joined with James Simmons, our nurse practitioner, talking about AJ's big trip to Bali and how to prepare for it. Of course, he was supposed to get his shots 10 days ago. Yeah. Hasn't. So we'll see how it goes. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
You know, Michaela, getting back into the swing of things this morning, I was out of town for a couple of weeks. I've been traveling a lot in January. I was just in Kohler, Wisconsin, giving a talk yesterday. My talk was actually on, and this is so relevant, maintaining mental health and self-care while traveling for business. That's the exact talk I gave to the Global Business Travelers Association yesterday in Wisconsin. I myself was traveling there for business, which was ironic, and I'm actually traveling to Bali, Indonesia on Saturday. I feel like I haven't really had any time to prepare for it, though. Yeah. I'm a little bit stressed.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because this is something we should know about each other. You are my co-host, and I cannot wait for you to come back so we can officially start our morning beat together when you get back from Bali.
But I cannot wait.
We're going to have to play a lot of games to really know each other. The listeners know me pretty well, I feel like, but we want to get to know you. But I'm not a great packer. I am somebody that can just go on a plane in a whim. I don't bring anything. I never pack well.
I'm sweating right now. You're making me nervous.
I make Lisa crazy because Lisa likes to bring my partner two of everything.
So do I.
I'm so not like that. I'll bring a bikini, pajamas, and I'm out the door. I'll get it when I get there.
I am a very meticulous packer, and my boyfriend Emil is very much like you, so I feel like I'm packing for two automatically anyways, and I like to be very organized. I like to plan out potential outfits in advance. Also, we're working with a couple of clothing companies, and we're doing a lot of branded content on social media, so it is a work trip kind of, but not really. We're taking my sister and brother-in-law. They live in Kentucky. They've never been out of the country. They got their passports. They got their shots. They're ready to go. My sister's been checking the CDC website every day to find out what we need to look out for. She's sending me articles all the time, things she's scared about. I don't have my shots yet.
What are some of the things that she's been afraid of so far? Told you.
She's afraid of the monkeys. So we're staying in Ubud for part of it, which is central Bali. It's a jungle. And one of the things they're known for is their monkey sanctuaries. So I want to go see the monkeys. But I have heard that you have to be careful about what type of things you wear on you because they will steal it and they will go off into the jungle and never bring it back. So shiny objects we're supposed to avoid. You're also supposed to avoid smiling too big at them because they can take it as a sign of aggression that you're showing teeth.
Stop.
So my sister's afraid. She's like, we're going to get rabies and die if we go to the jungle and go anywhere near the monkeys.
Okay.
But so we're supposed to get vaccinations at least 10 days out.
All right.
I have mine scheduled for tomorrow.
Now, here's the thing. I did not know a lot about Bali, but what they're saying is it's known for its volcanic mountains.
Oh, no, don't say
the
that.
The beaches and the coral reefs. So it's going to be beautiful, but we do want to make sure you're healthy, which is why we have brought in our friend and nurse practitioner, James Simmons. Now, James, you gave us the flu shot, and I'll tell you, I've never been healthier just a few months ago, but how do you prepare for a trip overseas when you haven't taken the precautions 10 days before they told
you to?
I
mean, AJ, 10 days?
I'm sorry. I've had shots in the past, so I have my Hep A and Hep is it C maybe in the past, but I didn't get the third round.
That's the Hep B.
Hep B. Oh, Hep A and Hep B. I didn't get my third round. I did two, so now I have to do it all over again.
Now, for the listeners and really myself, what is Hep A and what's Hep C?
So they're hepatitis. They're viruses that impact your liver, right? So you've heard of like hepatitis. So Hep A is really, really the big one that you need to be concerned with traveling.
Yep.
Right. And that's actually, I have like the four tips that you need to know.
Okay,
traveling to Bali,
Let's do it.
This is very good. So hepatitis is one of them. So, okay, first, because I love these vaccinations and we're going to get to that, but I think you got to back up. My first tip for traveling internationally, know thyself and be very honest. Be very honest. Where are you in your health status? Because what's most important for people who are traveling internationally...
I ate four bags of Cheez-Its on my flight home last night. Are we talking about that?
I mean, no. We're not... No judging, no shame.
I got gassy, but continue.
Know yourself about, like, what are your chronic medical conditions that might impact your travel? So, okay. Did you just have a heart attack? Did you just have surgery? Are you prone to blood clots? Like, do you have some sort of immune deficiency disorder? Like, you got to know those things. Uh-huh. And you can't just ignore them. Because a lot of people will be like, well, I just had a heart attack. I don't know why I went to Bali and had another heart attack there. Like, maybe, you know, we tell you
Who
not
knew?
To travel for a reason. Right?
Yeah, I am pretty healthy, but I use a counterattack and I use emergency. Before I travel, I try to stock up on vitamins and drink a lot of water, especially while I fly. So I am aware of that. I'm pretty good about it.
Absolutely. And so speaking of water, by the way, that's one of those little, I have a whole list of like extra little tips that we can kind of fire off towards the end of this. But hydration is one of the biggest things you can do. Hydration and sleep. You're not sleeping as well as you think you are when you travel, period. End of discussion. You're also not hydrating as well as you think you are.
See, that's so interesting because when I get into those hotel beds, honey, I'm out like a light.
Are you? That's good. You're rare. You're among the rare. Most people think that they're getting their 7 to 8 hours of sleep, but they're not really sleeping. They're not getting that REM sleep, that really deep restorative sleep. Also, airplanes... dehydrate you very quickly. Warm climates dehydrate you much quicker than we think.
So I've been on four in the last 48 hours.
Yeah. So I would start hitting the water now. It's better to prehydrate than to try to catch up with it afterwards. So that's tip number one. Know thyself. Tip number two is the vaccinations. We're totally going to get there. And particularly for Bali, there are two that are huge.
Typhoid is one of them?
Typhoid
yes.
is one
okay,
of
I'm,
them.
Yes. Okay. I've got that scheduled tomorrow.
Oh, good. You are getting it. Okay. Literally the whole way here, I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally going to have to figure out a way to get AJ a typhoid vaccination. Like, it's actually CDC alert level 2.
Yeah,
which
I saw
is,
that.
Like, they're yellow.
My sister sent me the article. I had no
Did
idea.
She?
Yeah.
We don't want you to be Typhoid Mary. And that's actually, speaking of CDC, there's a great website that everyone who's traveling internationally should go to. It's cdc.gov/travel.
Mm.
And they'll have all this information and those tips there.
Okay, well, we have, we want 4 tips from our nurse practitioner, James Simmons. We've got 2.
2 down.
Yep. But stick around so we can help AJ get prepared for Bali and
very exciting.
Make it back home safely. Stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
All right, if you're just joining us, we're joined this morning by James Simmons, nurse practitioner. I'm heading to Bali in a couple of days. I know I just got back. I was in Wisconsin. Michaela, I'm so sorry I have to leave you again.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. This will be your last vacation because when you become permanent in 2 weeks, you will have 0 vacations and you will never leave me
you're
again.
You're never leaving.
I better really, really enjoy this trip to Bali then.
Yeah.
And in order to do so, I need to be safe. You've given us a couple of tips. I believe you have a couple more for us, James. Hit us.
Yeah, so those are the 4. So the first 2 we did, know thyself and be honest. I think that's super important. Know your health status. Now, if you've been having, I didn't mention this before, but if you've been having a fever of like 102, as much as you might want to go to Bali, you can't. You're super infectious.
Oh.
You're super sick. You're going to infect other people. It's like
Girl,
a big
stop.
Deal.
I'm healthy. Calm
That's
down, Michaela.
That's unimaginable, though. Could you think, like, you get so sick the day before you leave and you're like...
Don't
I can't
don't
go.
Don't put that out there.
No, you're healthy.
You're going to be fine. Yeah,
98.6. That's
can
right.
Can we get this
exactly.
man's emergency?
We love 98.6. So that was number 1. Number 2 and 3 kind of go together. So, but number 2 is vaccinate. Make sure you get those vaccinations. You know, we've talked a lot about the flu shot here. I'm a big fan of that. The flu shot's not really working this year, but get it anyway. We can talk about why later. But flu shot, Hep A, typhoid, particularly for Bali. If you're going to stay in a resort area or where they're really used to tourists, that's about all you need.
Oh, we're staying 5-star private villa, private pool staff. Like, we're kind of doing a big.
Wait, can I come?
I know.
Like, wow. Well, okay. Super jealous. So if you decide though randomly, or you were, let's say you're like, we're going to go into the jungles of Indonesia. Like, we're going to get crazy. There's a whole bunch of other
don't say that.
Vaccinations and things you would need to do. So for listeners who might be traveling abroad to other places that have like jungles, for instance, your Hep B, you mentioned earlier, malaria is huge. We don't think about that in the United States, but malaria essentially is everywhere else in the world but North America. And so malaria is good. Rabies, there's a thing called Japanese encephalitis.
I saw that.
It's crazy. And it's encephalitis means like swelling of the brain. And
oh my God.
It's super, super bad. And the vaccination for it works generally, but you got to get it kind of early before you go. And if you're going into any sort of jungle environment, you got to get that.
My sister, Chris, keeps sending me messages. We're taking my sister and her husband. They live in Kentucky. They've never been out of the country. They had to get their passports for this. They're really excited, but she's nervous. She sends me every single... They've gotten vaccinations for everything.
Good, good. And polio,
so, and
I
did
hope.
They do it 10 days before?
They did do it multiple weeks before.
Okay, just checking.
I have an appointment tomorrow at 3:15.
If you guys are just tuning in, we are with our nurse practitioner, James Simmons, talking about what AJ needs to do, or our listeners when you're traveling out of country. Because, you know, it's true. You don't realize that so many things that we may not have here in America, we do in other countries, and you have to be prepared. So if along with the vaccinations, what are just some other helpful tips to help, you know, make sure you are having the healthiest and still most fun travel?
Yeah, I know not to drink the water. I get that one.
Yes.
What are some other things that maybe people don't think about?
So there are some things. Room temperature food is really interesting because it probably means it's been sitting out for a long time or it wasn't heated to a particular temperature to kill off all the bacteria. So no street vendor food, no runny eggs.
I ate crickets and larva on a stick in
Thailand.
You're one
of those.
I mean, but we do that on this show.
Okay.
Like at some point we're going to bring the crickets back with wine. Remember,
that's
like a signature Morning Beat thing.
So
like, don't worry.
I should order my eggs scrambled, fully cooked.
Fully cooked eggs.
Why can't they be runny?
So people don't think about that because what the chickens are eating in other countries and then is going into the eggs are bacteria and bugs that our bodies just aren't used to. So the bacteria that's in runny eggs, if we eat it in the United States or North America, we're kind of used to that. We can tolerate it. But if you're eating runny eggs in other places, there's going to be all this stuff in those eggs that our body's not used to. It's going to make you super sick. So
I like scrambled eggs. I'm good. What else?
Scrambled eggs. unwashed fruits and veggies. So that like really ripe, amazing, wonderful, lovely, like whatever is hanging from a tree, even on the resort, do not grab it and eat it. You will be on the toilet for the rest of your
trip. Is it safer to eat fruits that are like you're eating the inside of the fruit, not the skin? Is that safer?
Very good. So peels are a big thing, like the outsides of fruits. Anything that, so like juices or blends or even garnishes on your drink. Like if you're getting an old fashioned, no orange on the old fashioned garnish. Like you don't want any of that stuff.
Ugh.
Eating the inside is a little bit safer, but I will tell you just personally, I tend to stay away from fruit trays when traveling internationally.
Got it.
I'm eating all the fruit trays. I'm just going to do it. Yep. I have a couple pounds to lose.
I feel like I don't know what else you can eat. I feel like we're very limited.
Well, and you'd think being limited, you think, well, I can eat a salad. Nope. Nope.
Because they rinse it in the water.
They rinse it in the water, typically. Unless, you know, a lot of times resorts and places will say, we don't rinse this in our tap water. We use bottled water, et cetera, et cetera. So speaking of water, no tap water, no ice. Wah, wah.
My resort has bagged ice. I was told that one's okay.
All right. Well, before we end the segment with our nurse practitioner, James Simmons, one more tip that everybody should know in traveling overseas, the big one, what to do.
Wash your damn hands.
Mm. Yeah, hand
all
sanitizer.
The time, like a crazy person. And wear sunscreen.
Yeah, and sunscreen. Well, thank you so much. You've gotten our boy ready for Bali.
So I'm going to come back with really clean hands. I'm going to be really pale because I'm not going to get any tan. And I'm going to weigh
really
112
skinny.
Pounds.
Yeah, right. No, this wait, can I go? This is an ideal trip for me.
Hello.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
All right, if you're just joining us, we just had nurse practitioner James Simmons in studio give me all sorts of tips for my trip to Bali this weekend and tips for you if you're traveling abroad in 2020. I learned a lot. I'm a little nervous, but I feel better prepared for that for my trip. So that was nice.
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I want to say I'm excited for you, but I'm not.
Listen, Michaela, I'm gonna miss you too. Stop being selfish.
I'm going to miss you.
I've earned this trip while I sit here in my emotions and try to like get over that.
Okay.
And know that was coming from a place of love.
It was coming from a place of love.
Why don't you hit our listeners with some what's popping?
All right. Well, this is interesting because a lot of celebrities are coming out and finally talking about who they are endorsing for the presidential 2020 election. Now, we know that Judge Judy is all about Mike Bloomberg, and we talked about that last week. But now a comedian who I'm a big fan of, actually, Dave Chappelle, is coming out. He's saying, let's do this for our kids. I am officially a part of the Yang gang.
So am I. I kind
He's
of am, too.
He's going for Andrew Yang. And a lot of people were really upset that Andrew Yang was not a part of the presidential debate.
It was a very white stage.
On Tuesday night. It was a very white stage. I think the biggest moment that we had was Elizabeth Warren sort of calling out Bernie Sanders and talking about how really the women up there are the only women who have won everything that they've gone after. People are really going to start talking.
Well, they're talking about who can defeat Trump, and the allegation is that he said a woman can't, and she says, I disagree with you. And then she went on to say that collectively the men on the stage have lost 10 races, and nobody on the stage has beat an incumbent Republican in 30 years. I have done both. Pretty strong words.
Yeah, it was really great. Okay, well, in other news, Tiffany Haddish is on everybody's mouths because she was very, very funny in Like a Boss, and she was great at the awards just last week. But she is now making news because she met a gay couple in a bar, and apparently she's down with the LGBTQ community, so much so, listen to what she had to say.
And I start hitting on them, and once I get a little drink in me, I want to, you know, donate my womb. And
you're very giving.
I'm very giving. So yeah. I was like, hey, you guys want to have a baby? If y'all want to have it. And Rose was like, don't say that to them. I said, no, they look like they love each other. If y'all want to have a baby, let me know. I'll pay child support. Y'all can raise it. I'll carry it, and I'll breastfeed it for 6 months, and it's all yours. And they were thinking about taking
She's talking about her first meeting with Rose Byrne before they were shooting this film, and she had a little to drink.
She said she has a little medicinal vodka in her hand, and Rose had some wine, so she felt comfortable. You know what, though? I'll take that. I'll take that over Kanye holding some 2020 evangelical
Amen. Listen,
ceremony.
Listen, Tiffany Haddish, if you want to have a Melanized baby, we will take you up on
that
offer.
Oh, would be a cute little baby.
Yes.
And she'll breastfeed for 6 months. You won't have to. That'll be exciting.
Well, I can't lactate, so that would be helpful.
I was just saying, in case you wanted to try. Actually, no, there's a movie where a man, you know what?
Can we put Michaela in timeout?
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
All right, thanks for tuning in this morning. Now, if you know me, you know I like to be in control of things. I like to know what's going on in my life. I like to be able to look ahead and plan, which is why I'm sweating profusely right now. I'm looking at our rundown for the show this hour, and Michaela and Jeffrey, you guys seem to be in on a secret. There's a big blank spot coming up shortly. I don't know what's happening there, and I don't like it.
This is what's super fun about the universe. You love being in control, and I'm out of control. And I think that that's why we're going to make a great partnership. I'm going to loosen you up.
I'm a type A personality hardcore.
I'm a type...
Not
A. B, C, D, E, F, G, H, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
So you have multiple personalities is what you're telling us.
So pretty much, yes.
Accurate.
That's always what I tell Lisa. I'm like, Lisa, how could you ever get bored? I have literally so many personalities. It's like a new girlfriend every day.
Multiple women.
Yeah. I don't actually know if I should continue saying that. It doesn't put me in the best light, but I'm going to keep going. Yeah, this hour, I'm really excited. So Greg Delson, he has an organization, Landlights Center for Voice, and he's making a point. He says everybody can sing.
No,
everybody.
That's not true.
That's what he says. He says you are not tone deaf, even if you think you are. And so I know that it wouldn't be fair. Like, I was an American Idol, so I shouldn't get the voice.
So here's what I know. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to listen to music and tell them if the person singing is tone deaf. That's what I'm going to do?
Actually, you're going to be the voice.
No, I knew it.
Uh-uh. And then we're going to have you audition for American Idol. This is going to be a year process, starting with one vocal lesson. No, he's going to come on and talk to us, because that's true. A lot of people want to sing, and they think they're tone deaf, and it's just not fact. You can actually sing if you want to. He's going to help you with that.
And I have to be here for this.
Oh, you're the victim.
I think I have a meeting or something.
I think you're going to sit here and take your vocal lesson like, man.
All right.
Toxic masculinity.
Wow. Reverse psychology. I like it.
And then we've got the cast of Frozen joining us to talk about the fact that they're at the Hollywood Pantages Theater until February 2nd. So you don't want to miss
that. Well, if I don't tee you up for some news on the beat ever, then we can't get to that segment and I won't have to do this lesson. Is that correct? Or are you just going to...
And now for some news on the beat. Okay, the long, confusing, uncertain wait is over. The House officially sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate last evening. Now, there will be more pomp and circumstance today when the House's seven new impeachment managers read the articles aloud in the Senate. Then Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will swear in senators. But there are some rules, like a high school exam. No phones, no talking, and no outside reading. Of course, President Trump called it a hoax during a conversation with Republican senators. But what do you expect?
I don't think he understands the working definition of the word hoax.
Yeah, I don't think he gets it. Not for him. Okay, in other news, this is big news for ladies. The WNBA and its players union are celebrating an agreement in principle on a new collective bargaining deal that would double the maximum salary. Not only that, you see, the maximum base salary would be increased at almost 83%. From $215,000 to $117,000. Other top players would be able to earn between $200,000 and $300,000. And on top of it, this is a very, very big deal. As a woman, I could not stress it enough. The new deal would provide maternity leave with full salary, plus a dedicated space in arenas for nursing mothers and a $5,000 child care stipend. And veteran players also...
Girl, did you just call it a stipend?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
It's a stipend, honey. You've heard that word before. It's a stipend.
Okay, first of all, your tone is very judgmental. And secondly, I read fast. I had no idea what that word was. Not a clue.
You're adorable. Stipend. A stipend is like an amount of money given to somebody for a purpose.
Well, I just got excited about paid maternity leave. I was thinking in my mind how Lisa can get me pregnant and I could have a baby on maternity leave.
I'm not sure you understand how that works either.
I'm not sure you understand.
Lisa's now getting you pregnant.
Best
of luck with that. You should keep practicing. Keep trying.
You know what? I feel like you're mocking me today, and I'm going to mock you back.
I'm nervous about the singing lesson, and now I'm like projecting. I'm becoming a jerk.
Wait, this is one thing I've learned about AJ. When he gets nervous about something, he takes it out on the people he loves.
1,000%.
All right. Well, congratulations to the WNBA on your stipend.
Huge ramifications for women in sport around the world, especially as our women's U.S. soccer team and our women's U.S. hockey team.
That's right.
Fight for better pay and equal rights, and just women in general. This is a good step forward.
You know, and it's really exciting, too, because Megan Rapinoe just hit Instagram. She is now getting into high fashion modeling. And I love this because she was just on the L Word Generation Q. She played herself on Alice's talk show. But I think it's really nice to be embracing our female athletes and allowing them to have more of a career than just soccer or sports. They're beautiful, they're strong, they're competitive, and I love that she's able to act. I also learned that Megan Rapinoe has a twin sister who's also a lesbian.
What?
I know, I had no idea. And she actually outed her sister when she outed herself, and her sister was like pretty mad about it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, in other news, if you're celebrating birthdays, happy, happy birthday. You're celebrating with Vanderpump Rules star Katie Maloney. She's 33 years old today, and she's celebrating the new season of Vanderpump Rules. Also, English model Kate Moss, she's 46 years old, and horror director John Carpenter, 72 years old.
One of my favorite directors of all time. I'm obsessed with horror films.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Do you love Halloween?
Yeah, he directed the original Halloween.
Oh, I stand for that. Mm. All right, well, here's your vibe of the day. There's a big difference between motivation and pressure. One inspires you to grow and fulfill yourself. The other bogs you down, makes you feel less about yourself, and typically hinders your growth. Putting pressure on yourself is like admitting that you should be in a different place than you are, whereas accepting where you are and expanding from that space of stability is where you pursue of more, where your pursuit of more becomes very empowering. So don't get it twisted. You want to stay motivated and not put pressure on yourself. Now, coming up, speaking of pressure, AJ's getting a vocal lesson, and we're all going to be here to witness it.
I'm sweating.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
All right, if you're just tuning in, just know that this could be my last segment ever if this doesn't go right. Michaela, I'm nervous.
Now,
I sort of have an idea of what's going on, but I'm sweating.
Okay, so here's the deal. Now, I have a really great buddy here at Channel Q, and he was talking about how his friend is this phenomenal vocal coach, and he just insists that everyone can sing. And I think that's so interesting because a lot of people want to be able to sing, and they'll belt in their showers, they'll belt in their cars, but they don't have the confidence to go on stage or even try to go to a vocal lesson because they don't have the confidence. So this gentleman that we have brought on, Greg Delson, he has an organization called Landlights Center for Voice, which he's going to talk about. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
What is this news about everyone can sing?
Well, it's a fact. It's just part of our bodies. And I think our culture has made such a big deal out of singing and put so much fear around it that people think it's just reserved for people with quote unquote talent. However, it's just like, I say it's just like if you can do yoga, you can sing, right?
Well, great. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate the information.
And we're definitely going to be giving AJ a vocal lesson on air. But before we do, now I want to talk about your community choir called Landlights. What is that? Because you have a show coming up on January 21st that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we actually have a new season coming up that is open to join. The first rehearsal is January 21st. It's our fourth season, the Landlights Community Choir. And I just wanted to create something that anyone can join. There's no auditions. There's no previous experience required. Some people, when they come, it's the first note they've ever sung in public. Ugh. And we just sing pop songs, and we do kind of like, you know, gospel-inspired arrangements
and
of them.
And you all get together for 10 weeks, and then you put on a performance.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so great. Okay, so we're going to talk about how they can get the information to sign up and to be a part of the spring season, because it is an instant choir, and you have events all over the country where for one night people get to come together as a choir with a live band. And let me tell you, as a singer, singing with a live band, there's nothing like it.
Nothing.
There's karaoke could never compare to singing with a live band, but everyone can sing. Now, AJ used to sing when he was younger. He doesn't now.
Okay, can I be honest? When I was younger, I went to Catholic school, and I did. I used to sing solos in church all of the time. I had the leads in all of our Christmas programs. And then even through junior high, I had large roles in all of our musicals. I love musical theater. It still does something to me. However, my voice changed. My voice dropped. And I never sang again. And the idea terrifies me. My boyfriend has a beautiful voice. Michaela has a beautiful voice. I sound like a dead cow dying.
And Greg says that you too can have a beautiful voice.
He does already have a beautiful voice.
I think
voice.
He has a great voice. So what are some things that he can do to start sharpening up his tools?
As I sip throat tea because I'm getting nervous and I'm already getting phlegmy. I feel it.
Well, so even just going back quickly to that yoga analogy, right? So anyone who's ever learned anything about yoga knows the downward dog, right? So to say a human just couldn't do a downward dog no matter what, like you would say that doesn't make any sense. Of course they could.
Yeah.
So with the right training, with some interest.
As he looks my way.
anyone can do it. It's just using part of your anatomy in a certain way. And the fact that when you had your voice change, things changed for you, that makes sense because something that was familiar and just part of you changed. And that's a traumatic experience
for some people. Is
that something
people experience or am I alone on that?
Oh my gosh. I can't even tell you how many people have told me that same exact story. And the challenge is a lot of people, when that happens, they just stop singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get what you are right now.
Well, so I can sing with my boyfriend, but I can't harmonize. It confuses me. So if all of a sudden he drops out, I sound great until he drops out, and then I literally fall apart, and I go tone deaf, and I can hear it. I know.
Yeah.
I used to joke that my claim to fame was that I could sing Roxanne on Rock Band, the game, on level easy and get a 72%, which I was very proud of.
Okay, so if you wanted to try to sing Roxanne in Rock Band, what are some things he could start practicing? Just for the listeners at home, if they want to start doing something to prepare for the auditions on, or not auditions, but for the season that starts January 1st, again, Landlights Community Choir with Greg Delson. Anybody and everybody can sing. It's just like the downward dog, and who doesn't love a downward dog? Yes. What can they start doing?
So one of the main things that I like to say about singing is everything below your vocal cords is your breath, is your support. So learning how to control that is, I'd say, like 70 to 80% of the game.
Are we talking about the diaphragm? I never understood it.
We are. And the reason you don't understand it is also a reason I didn't understand it for a long time is because people just mention it without really explaining what it does.
So what does it do?
So your diaphragm, just very simply, is part of your...
take your time. Explain away.
It's just part of breathing. So it does two things automatically. You don't have to think about it, luckily. It keeps us alive. When you want to breathe in, it comes down and out, creating a vacuum for you to suck in air. And then when it's time to breathe out, it kind of pushes all the air up and out.
Okay, so do it, AJ.
I generally just blow hot air all the time, so I don't really know. So how would I do that?
So when we sing, we want to control the amount of air that comes out. And that's the problem. People are just letting their body be on autopilot. But if we control the amount of air coming out, we have to actually control our diaphragm. And that's not something we normally do. So part of singing training is learning how to do that. One very simple tip. Is to just imagine that your ribs are staying out the whole time.
Okay.
So we're actually going to have you. You could just count. You don't even have to sing.
No, you're singing. Okay. You're going to Bali for 2 weeks. You're going to earn this coin, honey. You're singing right now.
Okay,
Greg, jump
do I
back
do?
Down.
So maybe ABCs, right?
Yeah, perfect.
So breathe out first. Your ribs come in. Put your hands a little higher so they should be on the springy part of your rib.
Like, where are my ribs?
Uh-huh. Breathe in. Your ribs expand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, let's see those ribs expand and say A, B.
A, B, C, good. Keep going. D, E,
keep them out.
F, G,
don't let those ribs come in.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Oh, this sounds good, babe.
Yes.
No.
Good. Wait, that was in tune.
Yes.
That was so good.
I know,
good.
He's already crushing it.
Stopped right before Q. How weird is that?
Oh, how weird. Channel Q. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, we are with Greg talking about Landlights Community Choir. Again, you can sing. Anybody can sing. And the season starts, the spring season starts January 21st. And you get together for 10 weeks and then you put on a live performance. Now, we've got our one tip where we have to keep our ribs expanded. And that's how you sing. And then can you give us one more pro tip?
Yes. So everything above your vocal cords is actually what shapes the sound. So we don't want to ever sing from our vocal cords. That's all they're doing is vibrating. Air is passing through and they're vibrating. So we actually make an instrument out of the rest of us with our mouths and some of the anatomy in our throat. So to get volume on a high note, one thing that we can do is actually do what they call the bite, like you're eating a big Impossible Burger for those plant-based of us.
Okay, yes. Vegans.
So make a big, like an orange is inside your mouth and smile. And we're going to back up off the mics.
Back up off the mic.
And you just go, hey!
Hey!
Yeah.
No, you didn't use your air like he told you.
So keep your breath out and go, hey!
Hey!
Yeah, and start right on it. The thing is with this one, if you have any fear at all, you'll kind of tighten up.
Oh,
you kind of need the
it.
Movement. So just imagine like someone has stolen your phone and they're running away and you're like, hey!
Hey!
There you
that
go.
That was great!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
AJ!
Yeah.
AJ!
Exactly.
Greg Delson, you are so incredible. Thank you for teaching our very own AJ Gibson a few tips. And of course, our listeners, if you want to know more about this, head on over to landlights.com or follow Greg on his Instagram at landlights.music. Again, this is an organization where anybody can join. It's 10 weeks, and then you perform a huge concert. No auditions, no sheet music.
Yeah, I may not be joining.
Music. I think I'm joining. I got a few vocal tips that I was loving. At least the vocal lesson I'm going to ask for.
I support you.
So do check him out because we're singers. Now, speaking of singing, Frozen, the musical, is at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, and we have the cast joining us to talk about their run. So stick around. We are the A New Channel Q.
The Morning Beat, the New Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
No, it wasn't.
I had a voice lesson if you're just tuning in, and I survived it.
Oh, no, I was super excited. You missed his voice lesson, and then we talked to the cast from Frozen, the Broadway musical here at the Hollywood Pantages Theater. So in case AJ decides he wants to go audition.
Yeah, an hour filled with songs. So if you guys want to sing for us, Jarrett and Allie, you guys can do that if you... No?
Yes, absolutely. I come from a singing background.
Wait, what?
I would like a little number then.
No.
I can give you a number.
It's 9:00.
Allie, what do you got? Well, no, Allie.
I would like a number. You said
no.
Michaela, Allie said yes. I'm not letting this go.
Oh, give me a yes. Oh, go, Allie.
Just break out into
song? Whatever you want.
Sure.
Okay. Goldfinger.
Oh.
He's the man with the Midas touch.
That's good.
Oh. Honestly, that's good, Allie.
Wow.
I did musical theater for like a long time.
Allie, apparently.
Allie and I are always like finding things that we oddly have in common. And like we both were in musical theater like as kids. So like.
So was I.
I know, it's actually one of the prerequisites for working at Channel Q.
This is about me and Allie, not about you, AJ.
Jarrett, listen, we have 6 minutes left. You're still on our clock right now. This is our show. This is still the Morning Beat.
No, yeah, like musical theater is something that we both did. You did in high school as well?
Yes, my first show was Good News, and I was cast as college student.
Oh.
Yeah, I worked my way up from there.
My first show was Once Upon a Mattress, The Princess and the Pea.
Oh, my God,
and
really? I was in that, too. You were the prince.
I was Prince Dolly.
I auditioned for Les Mis. I did not get
Again,
it.
Again, this is about me and Allie. Me,
Jarrett, you don't want to know my first role?
What was your first, AJ?
In our Immaculate Conception Christmas pageant, I played Wise Man number 3.
Really?
Yeah. So was that gold, frankincense, or myrrh?
I think I was myrrh. Pretty sure.
I love that we were all
you
like,
you do look
I was
like a myrrh. That's definitely typecasting.
AJ was like, in the Immaculate Conception pageant that I was in.
In the Immaculate?
Jesus. Who was held by my mother Mary.
That would be blasphemy.
Now, so were you, I think AJ, you were here. I was saying that I kept running into Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees downstairs.
Yeah.
I think I told you that.
Yeah.
So like the first time I ran into him, like I didn't say anything, but I was like, oh my God, that's Jeff Timmons. Like he was outside on the phone. Hey Abs. And so then I went to the gym. Then, like, 2 days later, I'm coming off the elevator, and, like, Bruno Mars is playing. You know how every hallway in this building is playing a different song?
Yeah. Because
it's different stations. So Bruno Mars was playing in the lobby, so, like, I get on the elevator singing Bruno Mars, and I get off the elevator still singing Bruno Mars, and I see, like, a guy's head pop up, and it's Jeff Timmons again.
Okay. Why is he here?
I thought you were going to tell us it was Bruno Mars.
No.
So, wow. The head pops up, and I'm like, that's Jeff Timmons. And he's like, oh, you have a great voice. And I was like... Why, thank you, Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. And so then I interacted with him a little bit. We got his information. We might have him on the show or something.
Oh, my God. Are you friends now? Why do you keep running into him?
Well, it's odd because, like, apparently in this building there was, like, some business that he was working on. I thought he was here for the radio station. He was like, oh, no, I'm taking care of some other stuff in the building.
So just to clarify, you have not yet met Bruno Mars. No?
I have not met Bruno Mars.
That's all I heard.
I do have an odd Bruno Mars story, though, because I met this guy. Do you remember Bruno Mars?
We're out of time. Thank you guys so much.
Bruno Mars. This is something that really only happens, like, in L.A. or New York. I met this guy on Grindr. It was the week that Bruno Mars...
That only happens in L.A. or New York?
Well, no. But it was the week that Bruno Mars was announced to be the Super Bowl performer. And I was saying, like, I don't think Bruno Mars is really a Super Bowl performer, blah, 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 blah. So it ends up coming up in conversation with this guy that I meet on Grindr. And I was like, I just don't think he's really that kind of performer. I don't know that he puts on that good of a show. And he goes, well, we're working really hard on that Super Bowl performance. Oh. And I appreciate that. And
oh.
I was like,
I'll relay the message to exactly. Mr. Mars.
Never saw him again.
That is such a Hollywood story.
It's a very LA story.
But also, like, that's so awkward when you like you dislike something and then they're like, actually, I created it. And you're like, and I said what I, and I said it is.
It's still trash. Yeah.
After Lady Gaga performed at the Super Bowl halftime show a couple of years ago, Adele was actually my boyfriend Emil, used to work at a restaurant. He was a server. And he would, Adele would request him every time she came in.
Oh, wow.
So he would wait on her and she pulled him aside one night and she says, I want to know what you think. What did you think of Lady Gaga's performance?
Just
give me your honest opinion. And he told her and she totally agreed. She's a huge fan of Gaga.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm just curious. I like that. And they had a whole conversation about Lady Gaga.
What did he decide?
He thought she was fantastic.
Oh, good. So he agreed.
Like, yeah. I always say
I wanted it to be juicier. I wanted him to be like, I hated
I thought
her.
It was trash.
And then Adele was like, same.
Well, listen. She was like, I produced it, actually. So,
yeah.
Love you.
I actually wrote all those songs.
You know.
Sorry to disappoint.
Exactly.
All right. Wow. Well, that comes to the end of our show. But what are you guys doing today on Drop the Subject?
Well, in terms of impeachment, Rachel Maddow kind of blew up the impeachment last night. There was some crazy interview that she did last night with Lev Parnas, one of the arrested Giuliani associates. So we'll be talking about all that.
Well, thank you for joining us and telling us about your run-in with Bruno Mars. And on that note, me and AJ are out, but we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your show. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.